Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi, Sanhedrin Daf Nun Vav. We begin at the Mishnah, which is on the bottom of Nun Hayom Rebeis, beginning with the word Hamagadev. A person who's Mevorech, of course Mevorech here is a euphemism, it's a positive version of the word Klala, a curse. So we just want to sort of mask it when we speak about the Mevorech as Hashem, Chas V'Shalom Makalal as Hashem. So we're going to call him a Mevorech. In any case, the term Megadev is of course based on the Pasuk, and that's what the Mishnah calls him. Hey, a Megadev. So as we learned back on Daf Nun Gimel, a Megadev, he gets Sekila. How does this work? Einu chayiv achiv fareish Hashem. The only way is if he actually expresses the Shem Hashem himself. And we're speaking about Yud Kei Vav Kei, as we're going to see in the Gemara. As opposed to alluding to, you know, to the higher power, to Hashem, or perhaps hearing it from somebody else and sort of, you know, responding, he himself has to utter Hashem's name and apply a klala. Amar Rabbi Shimon Karcha, the truth is that throughout the whole, proceedings of the Bezdin, we don't want to have anybody utter this unfortunate, grossly disrespectful expression towards Hashem, Chas V'Shalom. So we avoid mentioning it explicitly. We just allude to it. But that's when we make the, that's during the proceedings, but when we actually issue the verdict. So at the last moment, we have to actually, unfortunately, express it clearly. Otherwise, you cannot act upon something which was only expressed in vague fashion, in vague terms. So, b'chol yom, as long as the Bezdin is involved in deliberations, donin as edim bekinoi, we deal with the edim by way of masking the actual expression. Yake yoisi es yoisi. The edim would say, well, we heard this fellow say yoisi. Yoisi actually corresponds to Shem Yudke Vavke, because it's four letters, and Rashi says the word yoisi in numerical value. In Gematria is Elohim, so, the Mishnah picks that word as a good example, as a good, appropriate expression to be used in lieu of the real thing. Yake, Yaisi, Yaisi, Yaisi should strike at Yaisi. But in reality, they said that Yudke Vavke should strike Yudke Vavke. So in any case, we don't expressly say it, but we say it this way until the last moment, Nigmar Adin, when they issue the verdict, they issue Skila. We can't kill him without actually hearing it at least one time. Or you heard in Bikinoi. Elam Eitzin is called Mechutz. So at the 11th hour, we summon everybody out of the Bezdin because we want as few people as possible to hear it. And then we approach the Edim. Tell us exactly what you heard from this fellow. Shayalan is Hagadol Shabihim. We ask the senior one of the Edim. Varmulim, we tell him, Emer Masham Shamata Beferish, please clearly articulate what you heard from this, this person being judged. How did he express himself? How did he do the klala? Vu'aymer, and he gets up and he says it the way you heard it. And of course, it's a very sad moment for the Bezdin, Vadayonin, and all the judges. I mean, they get up on their feet to the curtain, and they do Kriya as an expression of anguish. Etir, they beg it, and they never amend it. It stays that way permanently. Vasheni Oymer, the second aid, just follows through and he says, look, I don't have to. He doesn't have to actually say it. He just says, Afani Kamayu, I actually heard the same way he did. Vashlishi, and the third aid, if there are three aidim, also pretty much confirms the previous account. Omer, Afani, me as well, Kamayu, heard like him. Tana, we learned in Ebraisa. Achi Yivarech Shem B'Shem. Imekadl is only Chayiv. If he did a Klala, Shem B'Shem, like in the Mishnah, right? Yake, Shem Hashem, the Shem Hashem. He uses the Shem Hashem to put down the other Shem Hashem, so to speak. Okay? So he's using the power of Hashem to curse Kaviyachal Hashem. Minah HaNemili, how do we know this is true? That it's only through Shem B'Shem. Amar Shmuel Damakor, the Pasuk says, V'noikev Shem, right? Noikev Shem Hashem Ois Yumas. And the Pasuk continues, V'nokvo Yishem Yumas. So that double Lashon tells us It has to be shame against Hashem. Now, how do we even know that the word noikev means a klala? Answer, by Bilam we find it. I can't curse. Hashem didn't instruct me to do it. So we see kaboy is an expression of curse. Okay, so we know that a mekalo gets misa based on the previous pasuk. What about azhara? Everything needs a warning as well. Azharase mihocha lekim lesekalil. Don't play a klala to Hashem. Applies to a dayan, applies to Hashem, covers everything. Ve'imam mibrusu, question. How do you know that noikev simply means a hole. You bore a hole. That's all it means. You have a piece of parchment, Hashem's name, and you take a knife and you cut through it. Maybe that's all he did. Right? The pasuk says he bore a hole he drilled a hole in the door. Now what's wrong with doing that? Meaning, where's the warning against destroying Hashem's name? Can destroy the Avodah Zarah. Don't do the same to Hashem. Hashem Elokeichem. Destruction of Hashem's name is Asur. So perhaps that's all the pasuk of a Noikev Shem is speaking about. Not klala, not verbal expressions of klala, physical destruction. Answer is Ba'ina Hashem B'Shem Elokeichem. Since we need a shame against a shame that you don't have, it's not possible by engaging in destruction Hashem's written name. So the fact that we require shame for shame, the only way that format can work theoretically is through a klala. Apparently, it's a verbal expression of klala, and not a physical act of destruction of Hashem's name. Ve'ima, maybe you can have shame for shame even by physical destruction. The manach shnei shemos adadi. You put one paper with a shem Hashem on top of the other, and then you drill through the top one into the bottom one. Baza lu. That's noikev shame b'shame. Hahu noikev v'chayzev noikevu. That's not taking one shame, destroying the other with that. You're drilling this one and drilling through that one. Two separate acts of destruction. They're not interconnected. So it doesn't really qualify. Okay, v'eimo d'chayek shame. Maybe he wrote or he engraved Hashem's name, apuma d'sakina, on the knife, on the sharp part of the knife. U'bazaba. He uses that knife with the Shem Hashem to destroy the other Shem Hashem on the cloth. So that conforms to Shem B'Shem. No, Hu Chufa de Sakina with the Kabaza. It's not like the first name on the knife is destroying the second name. What's destroying the paper? It's the sharpness, it's the sharp blade, Chufa de Sakina with the Kabaza, which is destroying, which is cutting, rather than the Shem on the knife, so it doesn't work. Okay, so apparently it's not destruction of Hashem's name, rather it's expression of Kololo. Who says? Ema perushi shmehu. Maybe v'noikev shame is not going on a curse. It's going on expression of Hashem's name. You're not meant to, unless, you know, it's a special occasion in the Beis HaMikdash. Otherwise, you're not meant to express Hashem's name explicitly. You know, there's a Mishnah later in some say, speaking about the long name of Hashem, 42 letters. In any case, that's what he did. He didn't curse. He did an unauthorized expression, a verbalization of Hashem's name. As we find that nikvu, nakvoy can mean expressing something. So again, ema perusha shmeyu, tachsiv vayikach moishev arnis anoshem ayla, asher nikvu. They were named. Ashniku b'shemes. They were expressed, verbalized. Vazarati mihocha. And the warning against this would be from the pasuk, which instructs us to respect Hashem's name and not to just say it out for no reason, right? Es Hashem al kechatira. Have fear for Hashem. So perhaps that's what it means. Instead of speaking about curse, maybe v'noikev just means he expressed Hashem's name improperly. The answer is chada. Firstly, remember we need one name applied to the other. That doesn't apply here. The Ba'ino Shem B'Shem, but look, you don't have it here. You're just expressing it once. Void, furthermore. True, we are warned to respect Hashem and Hashem's name. But it's a positive warning. Havila Asharas Asay. You're warned through a Asay, as Hashem al kechatira, right? And you're sort of violating that, you're negating the asay, and that can never generate a chiyuv misa, right? A person needs to be warned, don't do this, don't do that. But ashara of an asay, negating an asay, although inappropriate, does not constitute going against an ashara and cannot conceivably produce misa or skila. Ashara sase lo shma ashara. Yibay seima. Okay, so that's one teretz to explain why v'noikiv shame cannot mean destruction, cannot mean expression, rather klal. Yibay seima another pshat. Amar krov ayikav ayikal. Pasuk says, by that fellow in the midbar who cursed, it says Vayikayiv, and then it says Vayikalev. So that switch in term indicates that it's all one and the same thing. Remember to teach us the Noikiv Klalo, that Noikiv and Klalo go together. Noikiv Klalo. Who says Vedilma Adavat Havrayu? Maybe that's what that fellow did. Two things. He improperly expressed Hashem's name, Vayikayiv. Vayikalev means he cursed. So back to the question, maybe Vayikayiv really means expression of Hashem's name in an improper way. He can't suggest that he did a double violation. Because later on it says, Hashem tells you to take out the makalel and give him skilo. We call him the makalel. Apparently, he's guilty of being makalel. That's what he did wrong. It doesn't say, indicating that he did two things wrong. Shmami, no, that proves chadi, that's really all one and the same thing. Now back to square one, that v'noikiv means klalo. So the pasuk says, "Ish, ki kalel elikav v'nasa chetay." Why ish? Why that double lash? Tan rabbanon, ish. It could just say ish. Matam lam ish. What's the point of the extra ish? To include a guy as well, he's also chayev not to do this, right? And he's warned against doing this type of thing of klala to Hashem, the rabbis as the kachav shemus harin al birchas Hashem, just like Yisro. But ve'ena nehrogin al b'saif, in contrast to skila, which is applied to Yisro, the guy only gets saif, beheading. Shekol misa amur b'neinoyach ena al b'saif, because a misa applied to a guy for his violations only alludes to sword, as Rashi says, based on the brachos tests, ba'adam davar yishafech, spilling his blood, which is through saif. So the extra ish covers the guy. They are warned against this type of conduct. That's learned from here. We have another pasuk for that. Back all the way in Bereishis Perak Beis regarding Adam Rishon. So the word Hashem in that pasuk, Zubrichas Hashem, is warning Adam Rishon and his descendants to keep away from Birchas Hashem. Amar Abitzak Nafcha. You're right. Lenitzrucha Rabbis Akinuin. The extra word ish is coming to cover the secondary names, so to speak, of Hashem. To tell you that even a guy, even a kinoy, is also consequential. So not only the primary name of Hashem, it applies even to kinuin. Rameir says that if a Yisrael would engage in this type of activity, do a klala with a kinu, it would also be chayiv misa, and likewise a guy. As opposed to the Rabban, who say there's no misa by a Yisrael who did klala through kinui. The sani ish kiel kala lekav nasachate. What is this pasuk teaching us? That a makalel gets misa? Well, like Kfar Nemar, don't we already have that pasuk that we mentioned back in the beginning of the sugya, that misa is applied to a makalel? V'noikiv shem Hashem oisumas. So why this extra pasuk? The answer is to cover the kinuyin, the secondary names, Elikim, and so forth. V'shanema v'noikiv shem oisumas. Klala to shem generates misa. Perhaps only the primary shem of Hashem, it kevavke. Yachal chayv el Hashem amichad b'lvaat. What about the other names? Nine Rabbis, how do you know to include Kalakinuyin? Talmud Leimar, that's why we have the second pasuk, Ishki Yikal Lekav Mikal Makim. Divrei Meir Meir holds that Misa applies even to Kinuyin by a Yid. And by extension, we have the Ish to cover a guy under this umbrella as well, even for Kinuyin. V'chachamim oimrim, they disagree. They hold that even by Yisrael, Misa, Skila, is only for the Shem HaMiyuchad. Kinuyin, you get, Karis is applied, not Misa. But by the Goy, Karis wouldn't apply because the Brisa clearly says that the Goy gets Saif, and since there's no Misa on Kinuyin, even by a Yid, so nor by a Goy. V'chacham oimrim al Shem HaMiyuchad b'Misa, but the Kinuyin b'Ashorah, by Yid, Shem HaMefarish is Misa. Other Shemais is Ashor, he's warned against it, and V'nasa Cheta means he gets punished by Hashem, he gets Karis. But that wouldn't cover a Goy. So according to this approach, which is Rav Yitzchak Nafcha's approach, regarding Shem HaMiyuchad, Klol of Shem HaMiyuchad, Brichas Hashem of Shem HaMiyuchad, by Yisrael et Skila, by Goy et Saif. Regarding Kinuyin, according to Rav Meir, by Yisrael et Skila, and likewise by Goy it's Saif, according to Rabbana, by Yisrael it's Karis, by Goy nothing. Upligad Rav Yashe, and this is in dispute of Rav Yashe, because he holds that even according to Rabbana, a Goy who is Mevarech Hashem with Kinoi will get Misa. Domar Miyasha, Ben Noyach Shevirech Hashem be Kinoiim, Rabbana Chayev, he holds even the Rabbana apply a Chiyuv by a Goy of Kinoi, for Kinoi. My time. Why? What's that based on? The makro kager ke ezrach. So the pasuk over there speaks about v'nekev shem Hashem, right? Kager ke ezrach. Ezrach means an original Jew, and ger means a convert. Now, what's the point of covering a convert? A ger is always treated like a Yisrael. It is coming to exclude a goy. Ger ve'ezrach ha'debeina benak ve'shem. Yeah, a regular yid, a ger, a ezrach, requires Shem HaMiyuchad to give him skila. But regarding a guy, we're more strict. Even a kinoi generates chiv misa b'saif. Ask the Gemara of Rav Meir, what does he do with ger ke ezrach? Hai ke ger ke ezrach ma yavad lo? The answer is ger ve ezrach b'skila, to teach us that a Yisrael is punished with skila for these activities. Aval evit kechavim gets b'saif. Why would I think otherwise? Why would it be different than any other sin that a guy does that generates saif and no more than saif? Perhaps I would say, since the pasuk ish covers a guy like a yid regarding those things, I would think perhaps regarding the same form of punishment. Israbu, he's covered under the same umbrella, meaning the skill applied to a yid applies to a guy as well. Kamashma, no. We only cover him regarding kinoi, but regarding what type of misa, he gets his own misa, which is saif. One more question for Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. According to the Rishon Nafcha's Shita, that the Rabbanon maintained that a Goy is completely potter by Kinuyin, which the other Shita learned from Kiger Ke Ezrach. So what does he do with Kiger Ke Ezrach? It's an actual pasuk. Kiger Ke Ezrach Mayavale. The answer is Ger Ve Ezrach Udubin Hashem B'Shem. To draw some distinction between a Yid and a Goy. By a Yid, the Klola has to be in a shame against a shame format, like we learned before. To be in Hashem B'Shem, Avad Kechavim, by Goy, that's not required. Even just a plain Klola generates Misa. To be in Hashem B'Shem, we don't have to have the shame against the shame. And then the question is, Ish Ishlamali. So according to the Shitas that don't learn anything from Ish Ish, what do I do with Ish Ish? The Retorik L'Shmanei Adam, sometimes the Torah expresses itself the way people do. Right? And sometimes people speak like that. Every man, Ish Ish, right? Okay, so in conclusion, by Yisrael we need shame b'shem, and it's shame amiyuchad b'skila, kinuyim, well, according to Rav Meir, it's also skila, according to Chachamim b'karis, by a guy, according to Rav Meir, there's saif, you don't need shame b'shem, there's saif on the shame amiyuchad, and according to Rav Meir, even by the kinuyim, according to Rav Yashe, even the Rabbanu would agree that by a guy, kinuyim gets skila, misa. Saif. Tanu Rabban. On the topic of the mitzvahs applied to the Goyim, we have the famous Gemara Sheva mitzvahs. Tanu Rabban Sheva mitzvahs nistav ben enoyach. They have seven mitzvahs. Dinin. Oh, this is a big question. What does dinin mean? Some learn dinin. Rambam learns dinin refers to the idea of establishing a proper court system to deal with the other six mitzvahs that they have to be adhering to. So dinim is the enforcement mechanism to enforce the other seven mitzvahs. Rabban learns differently. Dinim is dinim ominous, civil law. Right? To have a court system, to have the, not necessarily the court system, but to adhere to proper, monetary laws, to establish laws of how to conduct, financial, fair financial transactions, loans, and damages, and all those things. That's what dinim means. Okay, ubirchas Hashem, as we just learned, avodah zarah, gilui arayos, shfichas damim, murder, v'gezel, robbery, v'evum nachai, they're not allowed to eat from a living being. Rabbi Chanani ben Gamla Omer, af al adam min achai. They're warned against eating dam from a living being. Rabbi Chitka, af al asirus. They're not engaged in procedures which disable a person or animal from bearing children. Rabbi Shimon Omer, af al kishuv. They're not engaged in kishuv. Rabbi Yisrael Omer, kishuv covers all those improper, inappropriate activities involving spirits and evil powers. Kolamar Pashas Kishuv, all those activities that the Torah mentions in the Dvarim Yudches, in the Pasha of Kishuv, applies to a goy as well. But Noach Musar Alav, for instance, don't walk your child through these plumes of fire. Communicating with the bones of the deceased. All those things apply to goyim as well. How do I know? Look at the next part of the pasuk. That's why I chased out the goyim, says Hashem, because they engaged in these activities. Apparently, it's off limits for them too. Because of these abominations, Hashem is chasing them away and making way for you. They got punished for these activities. Apparently, they shouldn't be doing it. Hashem would not punish them unless he warns them before. And apparently, they're warned against these things. Another one on the list, afala kilayim. They can't do kilayim. Now, it doesn't mean wearing shatnez. Mutarim b'nei noyach lubayish kilayim, they're allowed to wear a mix of wool and linen. V'lizrei kilayim, even plant kilayim. Only v'ein asur ne'el b'har bas b'heim, they can't crossbreed animals or crossbreed trees. V'arkavaseila. So we have several counts in terms of mitzvahs b'nei noyach. There are 7, 8, 9, right? How do we know that they're warned against these activities? I'm going to be able to pass it back in Adam Rishon's time. And we're going to take it apart word by word and find all these seven mitzvahs. Vayetzav means Elu Adinim. Establish the Dinim. V'cheni Omer, as we have in the Pasuk, Ki Yedat V'lman Asher Yetzav Es Banav. And the pasuk continues, of course, la'asos tzedakah u'mishpat, promote justice, fairness. That's dinim. The word Hashem, as we said before, zubrichas Hashem, warning against being mekalel. V'chenu oimer, as the pasuk says, v'leikiv shem Hashem, v'yishimas. Next, the word alikim. So it's kechab, keep away from idols. V'chenu oimer, lo yelach alihim achim alpanai. So that term, alihim, is idols. The words Allah Adam, the next part of the pasuk, Shvichas Dam, keep away from murder. Chinu Aymer, this term is synonymous with murder. Shvichas Dam Adam. The word Leimar in the pasuk, Zugila Reis, keep away from immoral behavior. Chinu Aymer, Leimar, we have a pasuk that Leimar is synonymous with this type of activity. The next part of the pasuk, Mikolei Tzagan, you can reap the fruit of the garden only. It belongs to you. This garden. Like Gezel, not your neighbor's garden. The word Ochel Toichel. Yeah, Gezel Teit, eat. Eat this. As opposed to V'le'evim Menachai, you can't have that. Interesting, Tosfos has a kasha. But the Gemara later says that Adam Rishon would not even eat meat. He wasn't allowed to eat meat until a certain point when Hashem allowed it. So, how are we allowing him to eat meat as long as it's not Menachai? As Tosfos says, from the first day on, he could eat meat of an animal that died naturally. He couldn't kill. He didn't have permission to kill an animal until later on. Hashem gave him that. But if it died on its own, he could. That's the point. Only that, but not Eva Menachai. When Bitzchok came to Tani Ifcha, he switched around these two sources. Vayetzav means Yovedis Kechavim. And Elhim Zudinim. So he switched around the source. He agreed to the lineup, but not the source. Vayetzav is keep away from worshipping idols, and Elhim established Dinim. Why? Vishlem Elhim Zudinim. We find that that term is synonymous with law and justice. Tachsiv Anikar Valbais Elhim, which is the Dayanim, right? Ella, rather, Vayetzav, what do you find in that? A reference to Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, right, Masha? How do you see that? Answer is, Rav Chizda, Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. So both have a discussion. Chalam, one says, I'll show you a source. Sorry, Barim Nadech Hashid Avisim, Aslam Egel Maseicha. So Tzivisim and Egel go together, Avodah Zarah. We have another pasuk. Oshag Ephraim Rotzes Mishpat Ki Hoyel, Halach Achrit Tzav. So you have Tzav with Avodah Zarah. Any difference between the two sources? Any halachic difference? My Benayu? Yeah, Ik Benayu. There'll be a difference between these two sources. Let's say Akam Shaasav Dazar Veloishtachvelo. A guy fashioned an idol, but he didn't worship it yet. Is he chayiv misa? Well, it depends. L'man Omar also, according to the first pasuk, also l'hem egel maseicha. So he's warned even against making it. He's already committed avay dazara to a certain degree. M'shasasiyam chayiv is chayiv at the point of making it. L'man Omar ki hoyil holachach. The second pasuk he followed. He worshipped the Adab Asra until he follows it, the Polach, and he serves it, he's not Chayiv. So according to the first approach, even fashioning the idol is sufficient to kill the guy. Amar Rava, really? How could a guy be more strict than a Yid? Umikil Amad Amar, is there anybody that holds Akam Shasav the Zorah, Vlo Yishtach Vlo Chayiv, a guy making Avodah Zorah without worshipping is Chayiv? Atani, we have a Brayse, but Akam, how do you apply these halachas to a guy? They have no, you know, Shulchan Aruch. So Dvaram Shebezden Shal Yisrael, we work with the following formula. Something, an act that, if it were to happen to a Yid, the Bezin of the Yidin would kill the Yid, Misna Alein. So, by extension, Ben Noyach, Musar Alein, a guy would be warned and punished about that as well. I.e., worshipping idols. However, Ein Bezin Shal Yisrael, Misna Alein. If this form of activity would not qualify for Misa in a Jewish Bezin, regarding a Jewish defendant, Ein ben noyech mozar aleim. By extension, a guy in his best will not be punished. So we know that fashioning an avodah zarah by a yid does not generate misa. Certainly not by a guy. So you can't suggest otherwise. So lemut emai, supposed to what? Meaning, what's the price here excluding? Which case would not generate misa by a guy? Lav lemuti, we're assuming it's a knocking at our case, Akam Shas Avodah Zarah Lo Yishtachvelo. Okay, making Avodah Zarah without worshipping would not generate Misa. So that can't be a suggestion. Amar Papa, let me give you an example. L'mute Gifuf V'Nishuk. This price is just excluding a scenario where a guy, instead of worshipping the idol and bringing, you know, offerings, he just, you know, shows his endearment, he shows his affection, he hugs, he kisses the idol. That would not generate Misa for a guy. Because it doesn't generate Misa by Yid. But fashioning the idol, making the idol, perhaps would, as per our discussion before. Ask the Gemara, 1 second. Gifu finishuk the mai. Hugging and kissing, the Avodah Zarah. What, in what context? Ilema Kedarka, is this the manner in which in which they typically worship this idol, you hug it, you kiss it, then barkatalu, then the guy is chayiv misa, he did avodah zarah. El lamudish lekedark, rather we're excluding a case where he's engaging it in this fashion, but it's not really the derech to worship the avodah zarah this way. So although he's showing this expression of endearment, all that, it will not generate misa. Okay, back to the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach, we have dinan. B'nei Noyach Ifkud? You mean that Dinan were already presented to B'nei Noyach from, you know, way back? Atani, we have a Braisa. It was only presented way later to Klal Yisrael in the town of Mara, before Har Sinai, before Matan Torah, Eser Mitzvahs in Stav Yisrael of Mara. Klal Yisrael, as they were in Mara, received 10 mitzvahs. The standard basic 7 that they had from day one, Sheva Shekibul Leim B'nei Noyach, the 7 that B'nei Noyach accepted upon them, Vosif Aleim, and 3 more came about in Mara. Dinin only came then. B'Shabbos, V'kibul Aleim. How do we know? Dinin, D'chsiv, Sham Sam L'chayko Mishpat. in Mara, Hashem established the Chayk. Chukim, Mishpatim, that's... Mishpatim is dinim. What about Shabbos v'kibbutz ve'im? The chesiv, because we have by the second luchos mentioned way later in Devarim, it says regarding Shabbos v'kibbutz ve'im. It says I already taught it to you. The chesiv kasher tziv Hashem lekecha. Moshe is alluding to a previous discussion that Hashem had with you, which is way back in Mara. V'amar vida kasher tziv chavah Mara. Hashem instructed us, commanded us on these mitzvahs. Shabbos v'kibbutz ve'im. So dinim only came about later. In Mara, not from the time of Bnei Noyach. How could it be on the list? Of Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noyach. Amar Abnachm Amar Vua Lenitzrucha Le'edev Eid Masra. The basic dinim had already been established way back. It's just the additional technicalities, procedural aspects of Eidah. How many Dayanim? 23. Ve'edev has to be, things has to be presented with proper witnesses, Vasra with warning. That happened later. At the town of Mara. Yochi, if that's the case. So we said that in Mara, Voisifu alein dinim. Dinim was added to the list. Yochi, if it's just Eda ve'edim asra that came about later, Voisifu alein dinim. That's the wrong term. Dinim came about? Dinim was added? It's not dinim. These are, you know, court procedural issues. It shouldn't have said Voisifu alein dinim. It actually says it's mitzvahs of dayanim. It's not actual, you know, dinim of dinim amas. Ela maharavol and nitzruchal dinim knasas. You're right. You know what came about in Mara? Fines, penalties. That's something that was introduced in Mara. So the basic laws they already had, but knasas came later. Akati, still, the word, the lashon doesn't really match. Voisifu bidinim b'ayle, should have said they were added, they got more in the dinim. Another element of dinim, not voisifu dinim, which sounds like they had no dinim before that. Elam rachmar yakul nitzrucha. You're right. The dinim, package was there from way before. What came about later? They were instructed to establish regional courts, city courts. That was added in Mara. But the basic fundamental concept of promoting peace and justice, that happened way back. Asks the Gemara. This directive to have local batidinim, that came about now in Mara. This wasn't expected of the Bnei Noach. Vatanya, the Brisa says, "B'shem shenitztavu Yisrael lo hishiv bati dinim b'chol plach v'plach." Every province, b'chol yivir, just like Yisrael have to do that. Kach nitztavu Bnei Noach lo hishiv bati dinim b'chol plach v'plach b'chol yivir. Just like the Yidden, I meant to do that. Likewise, the Goyim, as she says, because that's what Mishpat is about. You need it all over the place. Right? As she says, by the Yidden it says, Reshavto so'a mishpat tzedek, and by the Goyim it also has mishpat. Right? They run along the same system. Hela Marava says, Rava like this. Hi Tana. This Tana that says that in Mara they receive dinim, you're right. It's a different Tana. Hi Tana, Tana dve benashu. It's a Tana Dvei Menashe, who did not feature dinim on the original list of Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Only came about later. The Mapek Dach Vayel Sach. He deletes Dalet Chaf, dinim and Birchas Hashem. Chaf is Birchas Hashem. And instead he replaces it with Sach, Sirus and Kalayim. The Tana Dvei Menashe, Sheva Mitzvahs Mitzvah Bnei Noach. This is the list of seven: Avodah Zarah, Vigilui Arayos, Shvichas Domim, Gezel, Eiv Menachai, Sirus V'Kalayim, not Dinim. Rabbi Da'imer, Adam Rishon only established like Gezel, Observe Vad, the point of Yehuda, that's revolutionary. There's no Sheva Mitzvah Yisminina. Adam Rishon only had the Isra of Avodah Zarah. Shnamar Vayitzav Hashem Lekim Ala Adam. What does that mean? Rashi says, Vayitzav Hashem Lekim means, as Elokusoy Siva Olav ala Adam Shlo Yamareba Acher. Hashem instructed him, was mitzvah him, to adhere to Amuna, to adhere to Hashem, and not, you know, substitute him for somebody else, Chas v'Shalom. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Oimer, afal brichas Hashem. Not only avodah zarah, brichas Hashem as well. Ish Oimer, there's a shita which says, af ala dinim. Also dinim. So only one or two or three, not seven." Rashi explains, the shita brichas Hashem is based on Elokim. Right? Maintain respect for Hashem. Don't chas v'Shalom, do a klala. Right? As it says, Elokim lo yisakala. And the third shita which says dinim as well, also based on Elokim. Have fear for Hashem. Adhere to Hashem's system of fairness and emes and din, and don't be swayed. Don't be bribed. Don't do injustice. Right? Keep honest. Keep your integrity with Hashem. Kaman hazal adam ravidam rav. We have a statement. We want to know who's it following. The statement is like this: Elokim ani. I am your Hashem. This is what he told the Rishon. I'm your Hashem. Loi sekaluni, don't curse me. Elokim ani, I'm your Elokim. Loi semiruni, don't switch me with somebody else. Elokim ani means yehei meroy aleichem. My fear should be imposed on you, meaning keep the fairness and justice. Don't be swayed and intimidated by dishonest people, etc. Kaman ki yesh aymrim. This is following the yesh aymrim that all three were instructed the Rishon: Avodah Zarah and Klala and Dinim. Now we have a question. Tanu Dvei Menashe. So according to their list, they deleted Dinim and Brichas Hashem. Instead, they inserted Sirus and Kelayim, right? Now, which pasuk is that based on? I Doresh Vayitzav. If they source their mitzvahs in the pasuk Vayitzav Hashem Elokim, like we had before, that covers all seven aforementioned Dinim. Aforementioned mitzvahs. Afilu hanachnami. How could you exclude dinim and ilo darish vayitzav? If not focusing on that pasuk, haniminale. How do they know any of the mitzvahs b'nei noyach? Right. So either you go with the pasuk, or you don't. Lo ilo darish vayitzav. You're right. Tana de Menashe is not following the vayitzav formula. Rather, hani all those that he has on his list, kol chad v'chad, each one ba'pi nafshu k'siva. He found the source for each one independently. Let's go through the list. Avodah Zarah, that's number one. Vigilah Arayos, number two. The Chsiv, we have by the Mabul. They were destroyed because of engaging in this inappropriate behavior. Chsiv, by Tishachas Arzal and Akim. What does Tishachas mean? Land got destroyed. That's Avodah Zarah. That's Vigilah Arayos. Vatanad Ve'er Ishmael, Kalmach Mishnamar Hashchasa. This term Hashchasa is synonymous with these immoral activities. Eino Yelod Var Erva, Avodah Zkechavim. Apparently, they're engaged in these activities. How do you know? There are erva shenemar kishchas kol basar is darkoi, which alludes to immoral behavior. And avodas kicham nechsev pentashchisa v'asisim lachem pesel. So hashchasa and idols go together. So apparently, if they got killed because of that, apparently they were warned against doing that. V'idach, now the other shita, who does not learn from this, he learns from the vayitzav pasuk, because this cannot really provide a source. Urchayu dekam megali. The pasuk is merely describing their, bad activities. Not to say that this is how we know that they were warned against doing it. It's just telling us a story. What about Shvichus Damim? What's the source for that? Tachsiv Shvichus Damim Adam. If one kills, he gets killed. This is way back in the time of Adam Rishon. V'idach, the other shita that did not learn from this, because he holds Talayu to come a gali. Pasuk is merely teaching us what punishment a guy gets if he kills when he violates his laws. Right? It says Shevich Dama Adam V'adam Dama Yishafech. His blood gets spilled, which is Chiyav of Saif. Okay, what is the source for Gezel? The alternate source, not from the Pasuk of Vayitzav. Gezel, the source of Kiyarek Esav, Nesat Lechem Eskoyel, Hashem tells you. You can take all the Yarek Esav, all the greenery. Vamar Levi, What does Kierak Esev mean? Veloy Kierak Gina, you can take, you know, unowned greenery, but you can't go and pick your friend's, your neighbor's garden. You can't take Gezel. V'edach, the other Shita learns. Well, Ahul Mishri Basra Da'asa, it's not coming to teach us Yisrael Gezel, rather it's coming to allow Adam Rishon to have meat. It's equated to greenery. Eiver Benachai, what's the source for that? Achsiv Ach Basar Benafsha, Dom Lo Tzeichel, don't have the Basar while it's embedded with the Nefesh, with the Dam, right? The Dam is the houses of the animal's life. So while it's still embedded, while the animal is alive, Eiver Benachai, you can't have. V'edach, the other Shita says, no, Ahul Mishri Shratzim Da'asa, it's coming to allow him to have other types of creatures, even before they die, because by an animal, a behemoth, by a chaya, the basar and the dam are two separate distinct entities. And the Torah warns against eating them together while they're still with each other, while they're still alive, but by a sheres, by a lizard, etc., the life isn't so strong and distinct, in which case the dam and the flesh are sort of just one big mishmash, and there's no separate entity there, and there's no isser of eating the creature while still alive. What about Sirus, the source for that? Achsiv Shir Tzabara, it's a Ruba, Hashem instructs him to multiply. Don't do anything to stop that. V'idach, the other Shita says, no, it's not a Yisr against Sirus, L'bracha Bahama, Hashem is giving them a blessing. They should multiply. And finally, Kilayim, how do we know not meant to mix up the species? Achsiv by Noyach and the Teva, Me'ofil Mineo, take couples and couples, right? Couples separately. Don't mix up the species. V'idach, the other Shita says, no, Ahul Tzafsa Bahama. It's just good advice. Hashem is telling him, look, Hashem is giving him a mitzvah, right, to take them as couples. But the point is to facilitate a calm and tranquil environment in the Teva. So each, you know, each type, each species should have its own environment. Each couple should be on its own. But it's not to say that there's an Isra Kalayim. Okay, so in conclusion, we learned about the various aspects of the Megadev, who it applies to, how it's done, or how it's not done, and the mitzvahs b'nei noyach, which we typically assume is sheva mitzvahs, but now we learned it's not so simple. Some say it's seven, some say eight, some say nine, some say ten, some say one, two or three, depending on the shita, depending on your sources. All the best to you, and atzlocha rabbah.